An effort to address some other conflicts led to an uneasy meeting in Paris. The president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, has launched what he calls the Mediterranean Union. It's his effort to bring together the many nations that share the sea where ancient civilizations once traded and fought. It's no coincidence that one of the major nations on the shoreline is France itself. The Mediterranean countries also include many involved in conflicts in the Middle East, and when their representatives met over the weekend, it was the first time that some leaders had appeared in the same room. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Paris was under tight security yesterday as the leaders of 43 nations gathered to launch the Mediterranean Union. The idea has been one of the French president's pet projects since he was elected a little more than a year ago. While cameras clicked, Sarkozy beamed as he escorted his guests up a blue carpet into the summit, which was held in Paris's majestic glass-domed Grand Palais. Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi, who called the new club a ploy to undermine Arab and African unity, was the only one of 44 leaders who refused the invitation. The huge turnout is in itself a success, says analyst Dominique Moisy.
On the eve of July 14, the celebration of Bastille Day, all the leaders that were invited, sitting together, the Syrian, the Israeli, the Algerian. So from that standpoint, it is a great achievement. The problem is to know, beyond the triumph of that event, what will come out of that meeting.
With Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak as his co-host, Sarkozy managed to sit Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad next to each other at the negotiating table. The two leaders, whose countries have officially remained at war since the 1948 creation of the Jewish state, have never even been in the same room together. While Assad is reported to have left the room while Olmert spoke, the Syrian leader later told French television he was ready to normalize relations with Israel. During the weekend, Sarkozy also sat Olmert down for private talks with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Olmert described their meeting to the press.
While we still have disagreements and difficulties, the current talks are very serious. We have never been so close to an agreement.
In practical terms, the Mediterranean Union will attempt to bind the 17 nations that border the Mediterranean with the European Union around specific regional projects, like cleaning up pollution in the Mediterranean Sea, improving shipping routes, and developing solar energy. Sarkozy's initial impulsiveness over the idea of a union created resistance to it among vital allies like Germany, who he had not consulted. German Chancellor Angela Merkel forced Sarkozy to scale back his project. For the French president, the Mediterranean Union is also clearly a way to put France and Europe at the heart of the Middle East peace process.
Ce que nous, les Européens, nous avons su faire.
What we did in Europe to end our wars, there is no reason why the Mediterranean people cannot do the same. And today, working together, we can bring peace to the Mediterranean, like we did in Europe.
While his Mediterranean Union was once described as a risky bet, after this weekend, Sarkozy is being hailed as a bold peacemaker. The only sour note seems to be his invitation to former pariah Assad to join the other guests in watching a Bastille Day parade down the Champs-Élysées today. Many in France, including former President Jacques Chirac, who is boycotting, are not ready to forget the dozens of French soldiers killed in Lebanon in suspected Syrian attacks. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.